KO4HKX, 74DJW, still there, Patrick?
KO4HKX, I'm still here. I'm up at Traveler's Rest right now.
What's the day?
One of my customers has a trailer over there. It's a drop-off point for donations. So on Friday, I come down and get it and then make a loop through the area and pick up some donations and stuff and take it up to the church. And I just went and dropped the trailer back off.
I'm in three trailers, and it's kind of crowded. And it's where Taylor's and Greenville meet, I think, where K4RF, where he lives, Bob, our chef at our field day site. Anyway, it's still a little bit scratchy, but it's getting better. I just wondered if you were out and about or if you were actually working. But we did have to find a time to get together with the new net control operators. Obviously, that's a good potential source of relief. But I've been having a whole bunch of stuff hitting all at once. I just got back from my heart doctor, and he signed me off for another year. Said he don't want to see me for a year, so I'm starting to see some clear sky coming ahead.
Really good news about the heart doctor. Glad to hear that. And also excited to hear about we're going to get some help with the net controllers. That's awesome, too, because Gary and I have been tag-teaming this for a while now, and we could really use some relief.
Multiple meetings to be able to get that to work for everybody the same, because, you know, everybody has different schedules. But Nick sent me an email saying that he could do most any time on the weekend and any time from 5 to 9 on weekdays, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on weekdays. So I'm going to try to find something that works for most everybody, but if it doesn't cover everybody, then we'll have two sessions and try to get everybody covered in two sessions.
You got to do. I'll be glad to help any way I can. Of course, I hope you know that. But whatever we got to do, if I need to go sit down with some of them and show them how the program works in person, that's fine too.
Based on that list, I'm assuming you know probably all of them, if not most of them. Are any of those guys that you worked with over the hurricane? Are they guys that already know how to be a net control operator, or are they guys that are brand new?
Work with any of them over the hurricane relief that I'm aware of right off the top of my head. But so I don't know the experience, but I'm going to say right off the top of my head that all of them are starting from scratch.
That'll work too. Hey, when you're using the new, I'll call it your version of the program because it clears the screen out when you hit like the F4 key. Have you noticed that ever if you get going really fast, you have to hit the F4 key twice?
And it's got me a couple times. So I was going to ask you about that.
Depends on the speed of your computer, whether it can keep up with you. I noticed after I called the net on Saturday, last Saturday, while I was calling it, a couple of times I got two call signs in there at once, and you know that doesn't work, and that's because I didn't hit the F4 twice, or the other alternative is you just wait a half a second before you hit the F4 and knock it out, like all of it within a quarter of a second. If you make it stretch it out over the distance of a whole half of a second, it works just fine. But if you try to knock all of the key combinations out in a quarter of a second, that's when you have to hit the F4 key twice.
That's the exact same thing I noticed. So you just had to slow down on that F4 key a little bit, and it worked great then. I'm actually really loving that update to it.
Because now you don't have to hit the clear key. It does it automatically for you. When it's somebody that hasn't come up before, and you have to get a blank one to use QRZ to fill in the blanks. But I noticed even with that, QRZ wasn't always working. My SCC download is working just fine. Have you tried yours lately?
Last time I tried it was not working, so that's one thing I do need to get with you on, is that being able to update my database.
I hit mine the other day. I went out into the DAT files and the database file, And then I hit the download button, and I went back and looked again, and the zip file was updated. And then I extracted them, and the DAT files were updated. And then I compiled it, and the MDB file was updated. So it is working. We just have to figure out what's going on. It could be you've got an antivirus that you're all running, or it could be the Defender that's built into Windows antivirus is asking you a question in another window saying, do you want to let this guy out? And until you answer that question, it's not going to happen.
I don't have another antivirus on there that I'm aware of. Windows Defender is all that's on there. So I don't know what it is, but I haven't been able to update my database in quite some time. So I really need to do that because I've just got a call sign, a name, and general location for a lot of folks lately.
Everything out with your new mod, and you only put the call sign in and hit F5 to log it. Then if you go down in your logbook and right-click on it, it'll go out to QRZ and get the rest of the data.
I know that. It's just some of my database, some of the calls are too new, and they're not coming up.
On one of the calls I got last Saturday, it was a brand new call, wasn't even in QRZ yet, just barely made it to the SCC database.
So that's really the only thing that I'm having any issue with on the program right now is just needing to update my database. Other than that, it's working great for me.
Again, and it'll be good, you know, good data to show the other guys on how that works.
Sorry, I got a text message there right quick about picking up more stuff. But like I said, Kevin doesn't live too far from me. So if I need to go meet with him in person and show him how it works, then I can do that.
And it may be that they want to use pen and paper or pencil and paper like Gary does. I mean, everybody has whatever works for them the best, right? They may not want people that haven't ever used a computer much aren't really comfortable with it. Paper and pencil sometimes works a whole lot better for them. So it's whatever we can provide for them that makes them comfortable.
That I'll tell you, during the hurricane, I was using pencil and paper, or pen and paper. That was the way to go for me. It was much easier during that. Now, like Sunday night when I'm calling the net, or Tuesday night when I called the net for Ariel, I use the program, but pen and paper worked better for me during the real thing, so it's good to know both.
The freeform that comes with pen and paper can't be beat, because the form is whatever you want it to be, whenever you want it to be that, and that, you can't beat that with a computer.
And I can write faster than I can type, so I know that's not the case for everybody. Some people can type much faster than they can write, but it's just easier for me with pen and paper.
Started with computers. One day my dad told me, he said, I was going in to take mechanical engineering. Well, that's after I made the decision, after working in the factory for 6 years, I made the decision to go back to school. And I was going to take mechanical engineering. That's what I signed up for. And my dad said, you ought to take a computer class. And I told my dad, what do I need with a computer? What's a computer got for me? It doesn't have anything for me. They don't know anything. You have to train them everything. They're dumb. And he said, just take the class. And in mechanical engineering, they made me take a class. They made me do what he wanted me to do. And after I took that class, I switched over right away. But I was no good at typing at all. So I would pick up a piece of paper and write stuff down and stick it to the monitor. And I had sticky notes everywhere. Eventually, I disciplined myself to say, pull up an empty text editor and just type into it instead of writing down on a sticky notepad and sticking it to my monitor. And it took discipline and it took time, but after a while, that got to be better than the sticky notes everywhere. Because I'm telling you, it looked like my monitor looked like a flower with petals all around the edges of it.
For HKX, yeah, I can imagine that. Mine gets that way sometimes, too, on the tool truck. I have sticky notes stuck everywhere. But Yeah, that's one thing I wish I would have done in high school is take that typing class that they wanted me to take. I'm like, why do I ever need this? Now I know why.
But to be able to do that, it is, and I'm still, I mean, I did it for a living. I did it for, like, over 30 years, and I'm still not as fast as some people. I still admire people that can look you in the eye while you're talking to them, and they never take their eyes off of your eyes, and they're filling in the information you're giving them in a form, and they're not even looking at the computer screen. They're just looking at you and what you say. I'm not that good.
I'm still using the old hunt and peck, so I am nowhere close to that. And, yeah, I know what you mean about envy of them doing that, because it's amazing to watch.
The operators on ships a long, long time ago, or in the Army, or in the air, Army Air, like my dad used to do, and my father-in-law, both of them used to tell me about having conversations with guys that were copying Morse code at the same time that they were copying Morse code. So my father-in-law told me one time he got the guy that he was talking to was taking down Morse code, and he was writing it out with one hand, and he's having a conversation. He said, wait a minute. And he didn't even know what he wrote down. He told my father-in-law, said, wait a minute. And he went back and he pulled up what he had written down, and he said, I got to take this to the captain of the ship. I will see you later. He didn't realize the importance of what it was he was copying until he went back and reread it.
Brain gets in that gear and it's just doing its thing and doesn't realize what just happened, and it takes a second for it to dawn on you. I've been in the CW situation, but I've been in situations like that.
CW inside and out, but you know, they spend as much time doing that as we do, you know, doing our professions, and they got really, really, really good at it. I don't know, I think that's going to be a lost art, kind of like a blacksmith with horseshoes. It was fantastic at the time that it was going, but I think it's going to turn into a lost art, eventually.
A lot of people learning CW nowadays. I don't know if they're ever going to get to that speed, but there's lots of people learning CW, that's for sure.
Absolutely right. There's one group called RUFF, R-U-F-F. I forget what the acronym stands for. But it's high school students that practice copying call signs at speed, at really high speed. Now, they're not copying sentences and phrases and punctuation and all that stuff. They're just copying call signs. And they can copy call signs at over 200 words a second. I mean, a minute, 200 words per minute. They can now, if you can copy at, you know, 20 words a minute, you're doing good. These high school students can do up to 200 words a minute, purely call signs, not anything else.
If I had somebody stop me here and want to talk, I missed a little bit of that.
Still there, or are you still talking to them?
No, I'm free now.
Well, as far as we were talking about CW, the speed at which people can copy, There's a group called RUFF, R-U-F-F, and they do nothing but copy call signs. And they can copy call signs upwards of 200 words per minute. And, you know, if we're doing CW and we can copy 20 words a minute, we're doing good.
To talk 200 words a minute.
Well, I actually broke one of my TS-2000s forcing it to do not modulated CW, but actual clicking, you know, on-off switching of CW up to 100 words a minute. And it just sounds like raking your fingernails across a washboard. So that's what it sounds like. But it can be decoded, and humans can do it. But you probably have to be a high school student. You know, their brains work much faster. The older you get, the slower your brain works.
That. And it's amazing what the human body can learn and adapt to when given just a little bit of effort.
Practice and effort over time is just absolutely mind-boggling. And you listen to that, and you know what is being sent out because you plug them in, and you know what's coming out. Another computer can decode it, no problem. But when you hear a human that can decode it, it's like I wrote my own program for training me to do Morse code. And I took it to Charlotte. There's a guy out there that's really, really good at Morse code. I said, okay, this is today's news. I want you to write down what this is saying at 32 words a minute. And he was good. He was really good. And I started playing it, and he had the earbud in his ear, and he was writing down word for word. He didn't miss a single character. He's that good.
That's awesome. But I don't know. I don't have the time and patience for that.
He was a Boy Scout. So if you start young like that, it makes a big difference. Anyway, I'm about home. Appreciate you riding home with me. I got to get in there and see how the puppies are doing. they're a bundle of fun. Anyway, good talking to you, Patrick. Be safe. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
Dave, I enjoyed it. And whenever you have a minute, we'll work on the program, updating it, whatever. And if you need any help with training those people, by all means, let me know. I'll do whatever I can to help out. But a pleasure talking to you today, and glad you got good news from the heart doctor today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear, 73.